Up until just a few weeks ago, it was the case that people thought Pope Benedict, who used to be Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the Archbishop of Munich, was actually an aggressive sort of fighter and attempting to address the issue of the sex scandals that have plagued the Catholic Church really for decades. But all that has changed in just the last few weeks. David Willey joins us now, BBC correspondent in Rome. Pope himself is actually accused of possibly favoring or overlooking the sex abuse charges against a priest in Munich while he was archbishop. Is it fair to say that the Vatican is viewing these allegations and the way this is being played in the press as something of a crisis?
I think they realize it's a very serious crisis, but of course the Vatican is making encouraging noises all the time, saying that this is only a very tiny minority involved in sexual abuse, and that most priests are upright and God-fearing people who carry out the work of the Church faithfully throughout their whole lifetime. The problem is that in Germany, the press has been digging into the record of what Cardinal Ratzinger, as he then was doing when he was Archbishop of Munich, and he obviously has people there who are taking the rap for him at the moment. The Pope is not personally involved in any wrongdoing, as far as we can gather. However, it happened on his watch, and as local Archbishop, he was ultimately responsible for dealing with these cases in his own diocese, and it's extraordinary that the priest concerned has only actually been suspended this week.
Well, that's the interesting point, because the fact that this particular priest, his name was Father Peter Hullermann, we understand, Hullermann, he was still working in the church as recently as yesterday until he was suspended, which leads me to believe that the hierarchy within the Catholic Church is orchestrating this.
Well, the innuendo is that not only in Germany, but in America and in Ireland and in all the countries where sexual abuse has been reported, the Church has been applying double standards. I think the problem is that there is a church law, ecclesiastical law, called canon law, and there is the law of the confession. So when ecclesiastical authorities find out about these cases of sexual abuse of minors by priests, instead of informing the police, they tend to think, first of all, about protecting the good name of the Church. And this, I think, has led to this disastrous policy in recent years, the fruits of which we're now seeing in Rome this week.
I'm wondering if one of the consequences, and the Pope, we understand, is under some pressure to actually speak out on this scandal. We don't know if he will. But does this accelerate the power shift in the Catholic Church away from European congregations and constituencies and more towards Latin America and Africa?
Well, this is, of course, a trend. It's very interesting. In this year's Vatican Yearbook, for the first time, they give the numbers of the priests worldwide, and the priests in Latin America and Africa now are slightly outnumbered those in the developed world, in Europe and in North America. So clearly there is a shift going on here, a very important, the tectonic plates, as it were, are moving. And I think this is all part of the story. But of course, insofar as the sexual abuse scandal is concerned, it is a very serious matter.
Right.
The Pope has already been preparing these during these days.
Well, we'll definitely be following it. The Pope crisis. David Willey, one of the most experienced Vatican reporters, BBC correspondent in Rome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.